I'm doing a chiropractic meeting, and we're doing it at Burt Reynolds' place in Jupiter, Florida. And it's got all the pictures of Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise and a celebrity who's who of the world. And it is just exalting to my spirit to think about this. And I talked first, and it went extraordinary. And then Shuler, and then we go to lunch with just the doctors who are earning over $1 million a year in their practice. These are guys that do a high volume practice. And let me just tell you, because some of you are going out there, no doctor should earn that much. The fact of the matter is that if a doctor's earning that much, he is serving greater. He is turning on more life force energy. And I asked one of the doctors, how do you okay this? And he says, well, when you talk to five people, there's a certain amount of energy. Is that true, Mark? I said, yeah. He said, how about 5,000? Is there more energy? Absolutely. He says, same thing here. You do more with less. You do it faster. You do it better. You're more in tune with the infinite. Anyhow, so these guys and ladies that were in the room were making a lot of money. Shuler was trying to build his crystal cathedral at the time. And during the luncheon, he got the approval of the owner of this seminar series and said, look, I've got this little gold cross pin, and it has my name on it, Dr. Robert Shuler, because we're short money right now, and I need money because we're building the Crystal Cathedral right now. And what happened, well, he's building the Crystal Cathedral. He thought it would come in at $6 million. And originally, Shuler had said, how do I find $6 million? And he wrote out 10 ways. One, find one guy to give me $6 million. Two, find six guys to give me $1 million each. Three, find 12 guys to give me $1,200. And then the bottom line is, he says, money always goes to the idea, not the other way around. So Shuler saying, can I have your permission? I know you've paid me, but to sell this pin, and all of it's a tax-deductible thing. Well, I got into it. I said, I'll give you $20. And then you know, went around the table, and we were all bidding it up, and there were 57 or so of us in a room. And then all of a sudden, you know, I went $200. And my wife kicks me under the table and said, look, Mark, you don't need another cross pin. You got lots of cross pins. I said, this is a charity. And then it started really going wild. And one doctor wrote him a check, I think it was for $257,000. It just went totally berserko in my mind. But I was so appreciative, so enamored, so in admiration that Shuler didn't get stuck in his little self. He went to his higher self, his divine self, and said, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for God. I'm doing this for the benefaction of humanity. And if you've never visited the Crystal Cathedral built by Dr. Robert Shuler, which is a giant big glass building that holds 4,000 at a time, and gone to his show and all the spectacular shows that he holds there, like the Glory of Christmas and the Glory of Easter, you need to put it in your visitation plans and see what you can do. Shuler is a runner, and I'm a runner. And I said, Bob, what we need to do is we need to have God's eternal flame. I go to Paris, and I got the flame to the unknown soldier. But I said, God's never recognized anywhere. And Dr. Shuler, what I'd like to do is I'll get the contributors for this, and we'll build it, and my friend Weiland will do the artwork, and we'll have dolphins and porpoises, and we'll have a topiary behind it, and it'll be in topiary. If you go to Disneyland, they've always got topiary, a plant that's cut to look like an elephant or a giraffe or something. But we'll do God's eternal flame behind it, and I'll raise the money, and we'll put it behind your new international center that you're building right now. Well, Shuler just went crazy for the idea, and then they said, we'll have a run for God on a Sunday morning, and you get to run in the last block and then preach at the very end. And I can get some of the other leaders in the world that would like to take leadership for God. I can get the richest guy in Australia to come and run with us and a few other things. So what happens is, once you start hanging around people that are massively good askers, you start asking at a new level, and it just sort of bounces back and forth. And that's the way, you know, Jack and I have built our whole relationship, our whole friendship, our whole life. And I'm telling you, there's massive benefits in becoming a monsterfully good asker.